Item 6 is a resolution authorizing city administrator to enter into an agreement with the Alameda County Sheriff's Office for the Oakland Fire Department to host and participate in the Red Area Command for the Urban Shield 2013 exercise and training and to accept reimbursement funds in an amount not to exceed $200,000 for expenses incurred by the Oakland Fire Department for this event. I have 13 speakers.
Go ahead, sir.
Good evening, Chairperson Gallo and Public Safety Committee members. My name is Darren White. I'm the Battalion Chief of Special Operations and the Safety Officer for the Oakland Fire Department. Also serve as the Incident Commander for the Fire Service component of this year's Urban Shield exercise. I'm here to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay. Are there any questions before we take the speakers? No? All right, let's go ahead and call the speakers.
Would you like me to call about 8 and then 12?
Yes,
okay. As I call your name, please approach the podium in any order and state your name for the record. Caleb Bergal, Lynn Gottlieb, Cynthia Morse, Nicola Warmoth, Janet Arnold, Susan Schocker, Michael Eisenshirt.
Again, there's 2 minutes per speaker.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, committee members, thank you very much. My name is Michael Eisenshirt. I'm a resident of Oakland. Purchased a home in Oakland in 2004. I think I'm in Libby Schaff's district, Congress Avenue. I'm deeply disturbed by the fact that our city is expending resources, time, energy, and staff to participate in what amounts to the militarization of our police and fire department. It's a misdirection of resources. We need to do much more about providing jobs, health care, schooling, the kinds of things that keep people out of trouble, than to constantly be upping the ante on the level of technology that's going to be used to deal with people who are making trouble or perceived to be making trouble. This is not an isolated incident. It's part of a pattern that's going on around the country, and it is a reflection of the kind of militarization of our society at large. But I'm disturbed that this city has succumbed to that pattern. If we had a fire department for the state that was fighting forest fires, and their only approach to fighting forest fires was to buy more and more equipment, the latest technology available, and they had no preventative programs for dealing with how you prevent forest fires, I think the public would begin to raise some questions about how resources are being allocated. And yet that is exactly what's being done here. What is more disturbing is that there's a trade show of armaments manufacturers and weapons dealers that is associated with this whole project. There's a trade show that's going to be at the Marriott associated with the exercises of in Urban Shield. The trade show has its purpose. Its purpose is to sell weapons. And you are becoming party to simply allowing the military-industrial complex to market its goods in our city and to use our armed and unarmed personnel to basically advance that cause by playing war games in order to illustrate how valuable these weapons are going to be. I just think it's a terrible waste of our resources, but it's also a perversion of the way our society ought to be run, and I hope that you will stop it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Shalom aleichem. Shalom. My name is Rabbi Lynn Gottlieb, and I've been a rabbi for 41 years. And a lot of my work has been thinking about violence prevention and intervention. In particular, because I am an activist that is very disturbed about Israel's violation of Palestinian human rights. This has been a 45-year interest of mine, and I go to Israel on a regular basis. So to follow up at the Marriott Hotel, October 25th, the city is partnering with major human rights violators. People, personnel, are going to be trained by governments such as Israel, who have a long history of land theft, of the use of battle-tested equipment on whom? On Palestinians. And I think that this kind of partnership speaks very badly for the city of Oakland, that itself has a disturbing history relating to people of color. And the militarization of police and enforcement agencies most directly impacts the most vulnerable communities. Surely there are alternatives to policing, which everyone, such as the ceasefire program, which people understand and have identified, that in situations of violence, one has to look for cultural, social, and political transformation. More access to living wage, to health care, to good schools, and so forth. I know all of this is on your heart and mind as officials who are responsible for the health and safety of the people of Oakland. I have 2 minutes given to me. Why then...
What's the name?
I'm sorry.
Person has to identify himself.
Say your name.
So why would you engage $7.5 million of taxpayer resources as a taxpaying person to engage in activities which have proven, for instance, in Boston, not to have done anything to stop that kind of activity, terrorism activity, nor all that military equipment, all that massive police did not bring the perpetrator to justice. And in New York City, you are partnering with people who created massive surveillance programs, for instance, in the Muslim community, that did not yield even one lead. So why are you engaged in this kind of activity? Go for alternatives to policing instead, please. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Andrea Pritchett, Russell Bates, Nora Corey, and Reverend Daniel Buford.
My name is Cynthia Smith. I have a lot more on my mind than when I walked in here, that this amount of money that we're talking about, things don't work without a latent fingerprint analyst, $200,000 just to reimburse for this WASI business. I went through the Urban Shield website. I'll tell you, the first thing, this is my sketch because it doesn't print. The first thing on their home... Okay. The first thing you see, beside the printing in the middle, is a combat-clad person who evidently is part of a police department aiming a very large gun directly at the person looking in the website. That's what this is about. The rest of the website is like a video game. They sell t-shirts with targets on the front. They sell t-shirts with human skulls and holes in them. They sell an urban assault women's t-shirt, bright pink. I've got pictures of all this. They sell...
Bright pink.
Look at this. They sell lots and lots and lots of little covers for phones. all kinds of phones, little covers, and now this, they talk about projects. Their project is to make one out of denim, and you see several young women wearing tight jeans to illustrate that they are making this out of denim. This is the these are the people that's getting this money. It's being treated like a video game. This kind of militarism, this kind of encouragement that we don't need here. We have people getting killed every day, just about every day around here. A lot of them, a huge percentage, by the police, and you know it.
Hi, good evening. I'm Susan Shacker. I'm a long-term Oakland resident. Over 30 years, I've been in District 4. I work with the Bay Area New Priorities campaign. We educate the public and local elected officials about the vast extent of the military spending in the federal budget, and I have talked to some of you about that. The Bay Area New Priorities campaign is a network of thousands of individuals, supporters, and 100 organizations. Our slogan, which I'm wearing on our pin, is "Bring the War Money Home," for housing, healthcare, education, youth development, Social Security, on and on. It wasn't our hope or intention or expectation that war money brought home would be for militarized policing in our city. Oaklanders want to reduce the violence in our city. Participating in Urban Shield sends the wrong message. Oaklanders want to reduce the number of guns in our city. Why host a trade show for weapons? Wouldn't the money being considered today be better spent on peaceful community needs? I ask you to consult your conscience.
My name is Andrea Pritchett, and I'm with Berkeley Cop Watch, and I'm here tonight because we're going to be raising the same issues to our Berkeley City Council. Some of the issues that we're encountering as we examine Urban Shield is certainly the militarization of police departments and the federalization of police departments. What we see, if you take a look at the information on Urban Shield, what you see is this sort of conflation between disaster preparedness and this whole other military war game scenario that's going on. So if you look at the scenarios, that this is a game, there's going to be winners, people are going to take home prizes, right? That teams are going to be first, second, and third. That part of their scenario is there's a domestic terrorist, it's practice about shooting anarchists, really, part of the scenarios. And then they add a chemical spill on that just to make it real complicated and interesting. Man. The problem is that it doesn't really serve us very well in terms of disaster preparedness, if there's a fire or a chemical spill or any of these kind of things. It doesn't serve that purpose because you've got so many agencies involved that it's just, it's unrealistic. Some of the sponsors include the country of Bahrain, Qatar, Israel. You've got some weapons manufacturers that for every of the 30 scenarios, 31 tactical scenarios they have, brought to you by robotics, brought to you by this drones manufacturer. It is gross, and I tell you what, there's no better warm-up than what we just heard. In terms of priorities, I wonder, you know, I've got to tell you, I filed a Public Records Act request on August 21st, asking how much money is the city of Oakland committing to this? We're going to ask Sheriff Ahern for reimbursements, but how much is Oakland going to be spending out of pocket? Will we get reimbursed for all of that? You have facilities, you have personnel who are training, you have overtime, you have assets that are being committed to these war games, and yet we can't fund a lab technician. We can't find somebody to process some fingerprints.
Amen, sister.
Now, I think it would be a powerful message. Can I make me a minute?
You got a minute.
I am Ruth Weinstock. I see to you.
Thanks so much. I really think that we can make some positive gains today. If you were to say that you want to that you want an answer to this Public Records Act request, that you want to see the grants, that you want to see the budget, because this is where corruption lives and falls through the cracks between the feds and the county and the city, just like the crime lab. Of course they don't want to consolidate the crime lab, because then we'd have real true accounting of actually where the drugs are going and how they're being processed. That's another place where corruption lives. So I would encourage you to take a stand today. So, yes, Fire department, we want you to run exercises, we want you to be prepared, but this isn't the activity that's going to prepare you to keep the citizens of Oakland and our area safe. So, I appreciate your time. Thank you, everybody, for coming out today. And the struggle is not over. You're going to be hearing about this more and more.
Hi, folks. Hello there, folks, and to the NSA person listening. Hi to you, too. The thing about Urban Shield that bothers me, a couple things do, actually. One is the young person on the street, I said, have you heard about Urban Shield? And the person thought it was a hip-hop prophylactic. I said, no, that's not the case. This is serious business here, folks. Officer or Lieutenant Outlaw is not here tonight. I'm sorry to say he's absent. And apparently is Officer Honest, Officer Truthful, and Officer Not As Psycho As The Rest Of Them. All these people will probably be participating within the Urban Shield exercises, which seem to be an exercise in futility, exercise in spending the public's money, which could better be spent on mental health services,
yes,
both for the public and for the police department, who's, and I mean this in no way disrespectful, there's been a couple officers who have killed themselves recently. There seems to be mental health services lacking, both for the police department, for the officers, and as well for the people on the street. Mental health services for everybody. People are killing themselves, people are getting killed all over the place. And the mental health situation, I think, adds to the problem of that happening. This Urban Shield is a test lab for urban warfare. How about urban welfare? How about mental health? Boy, screw that one up. You know what I meant, though. Mental health, not urban warfare health. We all need it. Times are getting tougher. Everybody, the road is in a lot of weird places. There's going to be more mental health services necessary. I urge you to spend your money on that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Good evening. My name is Olivia DeBree. I'm a Berkeley resident. I'm here to oppose this item tonight as a nurse who has worked for 5 years, the last 5 years, with many East Oakland residents. And I've seen the impact of weapons and violence and surveillance on people's physical and mental health. Urban Shield and the trade show associated with it mean more weapons and surveillance on the streets. I returned recently from a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border where I was providing nursing care and aid to migrants in the Sonora Desert. I heard before I went that the border is heavily militarized, but I didn't fully appreciate what militarization really is and what it really feels like until I experienced it. Let me tell you, it's frightening. And it permeates life there, not just for the people passing through, but for all the residents who live close to the border. With U.S. troops out of Iraq, defense contractors are looking for ways to make money. And they're finding it at the border, in Urban Shield, and by selling military equipment to law enforcement agencies.
Right on.
At the border, this comes in the form of helicopters, drones, cameras, sensors, infrared, ATVs, checkpoints, and much more. And when you really think about it, that's not actually that much different from what we're starting to see in urban areas. These defense contractors, they don't care about us, and they don't care about Oakland. They don't care about the poor communities and the Black and Latino communities, which will be disproportionately targeted by the militarization they're selling. They don't care about the PTSD that I see in East Oakland, that many kids and adults in Oakland already experience from exposure to violence. They don't care about the fact that what they're selling will increase that for kids and adults, will expose them to more militarization and increase their risk of getting diabetes, substance abuse, giving birth prematurely, having heart problems, and struggling in school and relationships. So militarizing our cities is not going to build trust or make us safer or healthier.
Hello. My name name is Nora Khoury, and I am a human rights worker, and I am here because I'm concerned also about the heavy militarization, not only of the foreign policy that we ship abroad, which I lived about 4 years in Palestine and in Egypt, where I saw the use of U.S. weapons against civilians who dared to speak out against the political system for which they were living in or under. And I've seen the same policies and practices replicated here increasingly throughout the years. And seeing what Urban Shield is a direct reflection of everything that is wrong with the trend towards militarism and police. I heard the council person, Mr. Gallo, speak about 40% unemployment. I would be willing to bet a lot of the crime comes from those same areas. I think the school closures have been increasing. Those also contribute to the level of crime. When we're talking about solutions, Oakland can lead the way in terms of this country as in regards to what alternatives are to policing by addressing the root causes of the problem. We would love to work with you to come up with these solutions. We've so many creative ideas, and we're working on developing those, and we hope to be able to share them with you and work in coordination with you. This doesn't need to be a combative role between the citizens and the government. We're fully prepared to provide solutions and address public safety, which we're all concerned about and have direct interest in addressing. And yes, Oakland can lead the way with that. We've been on the cutting edge for so many other things. So thank you.
Good evening. My name is Reverend Daniel Buford. I'm a minister from the Allen Temple Baptist Church, dealing with prophetic justice ministry, and also the presiding minister at the Church of the Good Shepherd. And I also, was here earlier, a few hours ago, speaking on another colossally bad idea, the crematorium, which it seems like to me the message as an African-American in the black community in Oakland is that all the only solution is that we can see is either you can build a Walmart-sized crematorium, and we're supposed to be happy about that, because we're doing more dying than anybody else, or we're supposed to be happy that now a city that is known for the murder of Oscar Grant, a city with a police department that's under a consent decree that has never been fully realized or lived up to, that now all of a sudden in that same city you want to have urban war games.
Yep.
Practicing in our communities.
On kids.
And we know that when war games happen, or they're announced, it's in preparation for invasions. Our community is already an occupied community. For us, militarism is applied racism. It's the martial enforcement of genocidal policies.
Yeah.
And so here you're going to rub salt in our wounds that are just now beginning to heal from the Oscar Grant stuff and from Occupy stuff. And you are allowing the county to put you in a trick bag by having this thing here in Oakland, and rather than having it out in Pleasanton or Walnut Creek, because you know what's going to happen when people get a hold of this, that you're having war games in Oakland based on your recent history with these anarchists and other groups. I implore you to think in terms of your own political self-interest, the psychological self-interest of the city, and as people have here on their signs, they say that their shield is health care and other things. My shield is the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
Woo!
And if that exists in any of you, that's what I'm appealing to you about this evening. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any questions? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the speakers, for many of the speakers being so eloquent in sharing their thoughts. A month or two ago, I can't remember when, someone told me about this so-called urban shield thing, and so I went on the website, and I found the marketing, the presentation, the pictures pretty disgusting. It looked like a Rambo movie or a Steven Seagal movie, and it was really it was kind of embarrassing. Now you dig down deeper, and not everything that's going to go on in that training is equivalent to that disgusting marketing and pictures and Rambo stuff. Some of the stuff, it appeared to me, some of the training is pretty standard stuff that, you know, is probably valuable no matter where you are. Maybe not all of it, I don't know, I didn't really spend that much time on it. So I share the concern, the disappointment, the rage, if you will, of how it's present, how that set of seminars or expo, whatever you call it, this Urban Shield gathering, I share the disappointment in how that was structured and presented and marketed and publicized. I think it was inappropriate. It was really embarrassing. I can't comment on all the workshops that are going to go on there. I think some of them are probably worthwhile, and maybe some not. I don't really know. So I just wanted to say that statement first, and maybe the chief, I'm not sure if our police officer is going to be involved in this at all, but you can certainly answer that question when the time comes. What we're voting on today is merely to get for the fire department, not our police department, the fire department, to get reimbursed for $100,000. Well, I don't want to lose $100,000, so I want us to get that money back. So, and this thing that's going on was put on by the Sheriff's Department in Alameda County, not the City of Oakland. And so I would want to make one change to this resolution. In the first resolve clause, it says on the second line, authorized to host and participate. I would like to strike the words host and. We don't have to host this. I mean, if you want to participate on some fire-related thing, fine. You don't even host it. So, I would just suggest that we get this. I don't care. And our department should not necessarily be hosting this. This is an Alameda County Sheriff's thing. You know, if our fire department wants to go in there and take a seminar or offer a seminar, which I guess is what's happening, whatever you're doing, that's fine. We don't need to put our name as a host of this event. And so I want to move those two words out of there. I'm fine. The fire department wants to participate and get reimbursed. I'm just want to take up the word host. That's all.
As much as you'd like to see the host word removed, it's an integral part of what we're trying to accomplish. And the reason being is the Alameda County Sheriff's Office earlier this year specifically asked the City of Oakland Fire Department to host the Red Area Command. Red Area Command is specific to fire service activity, not law enforcement, but specifically fire service. This year, the mission is expanded from hazardous materials and technical rescue team participation to now include a water rescue component. So as we host the Red Area Command, we're not hosting the entire Urban Shield exercise. There's several different commands, the majority of which are law enforcement related. This one is specific to the fire service. So as we host, we're hosting it at various facilities, topography, terrain, critical infrastructure, things of that nature that provide the optimal realism for participants locally, regionally, interstate, intrastate, to all be able to come and exercise and train and identify their abilities to actually mitigate terrorist-related or other catastrophic incidents.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm reading the language in here. This language doesn't talk about these, what'd you say, the red something?
The Red Area Command.
Yeah. Well, then maybe we need to change the resolve, because the resolve, a resolution only means what the resolved clause says, whereas are just kind of there. And so if you want to host a specific category or element of this training that relates to the fire department and emergency services, then we should move that language into there and not imply that we are hosting or co-hosting the entire thing, which is that implied right now. And would you be okay with that?
I understand. As long as it means that the fire department can host the fire service related scenarios, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. So,
do you have a budget for that?
The fire related Red Area Command
service.
That's correct.
Okay, I'm fine adding that in to be more clear. So it's crystal clear the City of Oakland is not hosting this entire thing.
That's correct.
Yeah, and I do want us to get our money back. So $300,000 we should get back, so we should pass this.
I don't know how much you're spending. How much are you spending?
Let me ask, let me get the other colleagues to make comments or questions, and we'll...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for the presentation. Am I understanding that we've already made this commitment, and what you're asking the council to do tonight is to just ceremonially accept the terms that we've already entered?
That's correct.
So when were staff asked to host this?
We were asked to host earlier this year. We didn't get confirmation until sometime around April that we'd be able to host the Red Area Command. The Master Service Agreement was just released to us earlier this week, in which the reimbursement is guaranteed.
That's disturbing to the administration to have something of this magnitude back in April and the council just now being made aware of it tonight. To the question of on page 2 of the report under fiscal impact, it says here that it's cost neutral once the expenses have been reimbursed. But to the speaker's question with respect to, are we only expending $200,000 in terms of our entire staff cost, including the cost of participation?
That's correct. $200,000 will cover personnel, equipment, and planning expenses.
So the personnel for planning or the personnel for participation?
Personnel for planning and personnel who are serving in capacities such as evaluators, safety officers, things of that nature.
But not those that are also participating. The staff report talks about we've participated in the past, so...
That's
the cost of participation is not accurately reflected in this report?
Well, when we've participated in the past, it's been as specialized teams participating in the various other Red Area Commands, whether it was in Alameda County, South San Francisco, Santa Clara. So we sent, for instance, our hazmat technical rescue teams were sent to participate during a 8 or 10 hour operational period. We'll use that through our existing MOU and our detailed ability without providing for any backfill for our personnel. There was no overtime charge.
I think, if I can, what I believe what you're asking is, above and beyond what it takes to coordinate it, what is our staff participation?
Yes.
Right. So I believe that sounds as if you're saying that we do send people as the normal course of their duty, and that that's just part of their shift and staff time to participate in the exercises as they're taking place.
We have done so, yes.
So, to the attorney's office, is this pro forma that staff routinely enters into agreements that we're then asked to rubber stamp? Is that within the jurisdiction? Because they're saying that this agreement has already been made, and that we're talking about within less than a month or about a month away, folks are already planning to be here.
Well, the city charter requires that all intergovernmental relations which involve MOUs for joint exercises like this, and this resolution would authorize an MOU, so any type of MOU like that or joint action requires council approval.
But if I'm understanding staff, we've already made the commitment. We've indicated to the county that we would do it, and that's what I'm saying. Is that the normal process here?
That's more a question for staff than for me in terms of what different departments' normal processes are.
I know how we did it in the police department, but I can get back to you. I would have to research how it's done in other departments. I wouldn't want to even hazard that.
Delay the vote. Okay, and then my last question, Mr. Chairman, has to do with respect to the trade show, because there's no mention of the trade show in the staff report. Are you aware of the trade show?
It's actually a vendor show. It's not a trade show. And in the vendor show, they actually provide a variety of, not specifically law, but law, EMS, and fire-related technologies that the vendors produce and or demonstrate at the vendor show.
So the vendor show is limited to fire and hazmat stuff, and we're not talking about fire?
It encompasses all the specialties or disciplines at that same show.
So the Marriott in downtown Oakland will be hosting a vendor show where we'll be marketing firearms?
Right. Yes. Yes.
They'll be marketing law enforcement response capabilities.
Firearms.
Response capabilities. It's not specific to just weapons. That's not correct.
I'm saying that the weapons are included.
I couldn't speak to that. I don't know what's planned for this year's Urban Shield law enforcement component. I know from the fire service side what we're looking at as far as forward-looking infrared technology, helmet cameras, plume modeling technology and software, iPad tablet type software for command purposes. I'm only familiar with what they're offering.
I really will admit that I glanced over this and I didn't see at a $200,000 price tag so much controversy. I want to thank the speakers for coming out tonight. I just have to tell you, as someone who is, there are a number of things that disturb me. The timing of disclosure to the council is disturbing. $200,000 seems benign. The vendor show being in our midst where we're going to be marketing firearms when we've done so much to remove weaponry from this city, closing down every single gun shop, and what we're doing in terms of other things. For that and a couple of other reasons, I think more articulately expressed by Reverend Buford, I will not be voting for this item tonight.
I'm going to get to. Is this time sensitive?
Yes, it is, sir.
Wait, give me that. What is it? You have to have the approval of that, or
As soon as possible. The exercise begins in approximately 4 weeks, and we have equipment that we need to purchase to help support the exercise in the various scenarios that are located for all three specialties: hazmat, water rescue, and technical rescue.
Thank you, Councilmember.
So, my understanding is that departments get budgets to do training, and the participation in Urban Shield is a training exercise. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what is before us is merely the approval that allows us to get reimbursed for our cost. So by voting against this, all we are doing is turning away $200,000. Well, if we vote against this, that question has actually not been asked of us. If we vote no on this resolution tonight, will that mean that Urban Shield will not happen in Oakland?
No. If you vote no on this tonight, it has a domino effect on not just our ability to recover costs that we're seeking to get reimbursed for, but it also affects the multitude of agencies who are committed to participate in the fire service scenarios, whether it be the water rescue, hazmat, or tech rescue component. It affects the overall ability of our local and regional agencies to collaborate and actually produce the ability to effectively address any multitude of terrorist threat that we may have experienced before or are likely to experience in the near future. The variety of scenarios that the exercise prepares us for are confined space incidents, trench, low-angle incidents, hazardous material spills and leaks, whether they involve rail cars, whether they involve returned vehicles. There's a variety of, I'm sorry, the civil unrest has nothing to do with it. But so to answer the question, yes, it has a drastic effect on our agency and multiple other agencies.
That wasn't my question. I said if we vote no on the resolution tonight and deny our ability to be reimbursed for $200,000 of our cost, does that mean that Urban Shield is not going to happen?
It means that the Red Area Command will not happen. That's correct.
So the rest of the operation would happen.
The law enforcement component is unaffected by what we're trying to accomplish with the fire service. That's correct.
So the law enforcement part would still happen.
But not here.
But no. Well, it's in the Bay Area. I don't know.
It's in the Bay Area. That's correct. But we have nothing to do
with
the
law enforcement. But the part that does technical rescue, hazardous materials, and water rescue, and the word terrorism was not in this report, and it was a little strange because this report and the public speakers sounded like two completely different plans.
You said PowerPoint.
Go on the website.
They don't.
No, I was trying to look at it while you were sitting here talking as best I could on my
screen.
But it wasn't a very good. I'm hesitant to deny our acceptance of the reimbursement. I join the speakers tonight in my outrage in how federal money is spent in this country. Period. And I think, here
don't let this opportunity slip by. Send a message.
We're going to send a message that we're going to...
Send a message that you don't support this.
So I don't think that voting against this is going to send that message or have any impact on this, except that our own firefighters are going to be less experienced in providing rescue. I spent 2 years working at the Port of Oakland, and where we ran exercises frequently. And the need to practice multi-jurisdictional response is a real need. When there are emergencies, and unfortunately Oakland has had its fair share of fires and earthquakes, every agency in the world descends together, and the chaos and confusion has, we know very painfully, led to the loss of lives and property. So I'm not entirely sure. I think there are a lot of ways that we can voice our complete disgust for the federal spending priorities and for federal politics in general, particularly this week of all weeks. But I'm not, I personally don't feel like voting against this resolution tonight will accomplish that. I really like Councilmember Kalb's suggested change, that we make it crystal clear that we are only hosting and participating in the Red Area Command. If we want to add some language that this is specific to the fire department, I think that would also help send the message that that's the only aspect of this that we are participating in with our action. And again, I respect if Councilmember McElhaney continues with a no vote, but I feel like with taking your predecessor's job. But I personally feel comfortable moving ahead with this. I do ask, you know, my very second day working for the city of Oakland in 1999 was the day that the Urban Shield exercise came to the council in 1999. And so, you know, I do hope that we kind of learn that this is a, it's not something that fits well with Oakland necessarily. And so I hope that you just take that into consideration in the future. I have a lot of respect for all the work that goes into planning an exercise like this. And at this point in the process, again, I don't feel like our action is going to have an impact one way or another. But perhaps as we move forward, we can be sensitive to the feelings about these types of exercises. So with that, I think you've moved. Did you move the resolution with your changes?
Hold on a second. Okay. Hold on a second. Can I get a response to Councilmember Schaaf's comments? I mean, if we take a motion with some of the exceptions or changes that are being recommended, is there an impact for our police department to receive the training that they're scheduled?
I have no idea about how the police department is participating in any area commands for this year's Urban Shield exercise. I've been to every planning meeting except one, and I haven't seen any OPD representatives there, so I'm not quite sure that they're participating this year.
But in terms of the
fire department.
You know, what are the areas that we lack for support, whether it's law enforcement, whether it's fire, and within the other cities that we have, is our people are poorly trained. And so I think we're looking for opportunities to be able not just to train our officers as well as the fire department, including some of our public work employees.
Right.
So the question to you is, by the recommendation that's maybe proposed right now, will that impact the firefighters' training? And secondly, for the chief, will that impact the training of your office?
To alter the recommendation to make it Red Area Command specific, it doesn't impact what we're trying to accomplish. I think it supports what we're trying to accomplish. The concern I have is I think the law enforcement and or advertising and the perspective that's shared by many members of the audience and apparently a couple of the council personnel doesn't fully appreciate the variety of things that Urban Shield brings as far as collaboration, as far as unified command, and our ability to interact with other agency personnel that we may respond with in a mass casualty incident or other incidents that actually affect the city of Oakland or our neighboring areas. And so this is one of the few opportunities where we have the opportunity to collaborate with those personnel without expending our own resources financially to do so, and thereby increasing our members' abilities and capabilities, understanding what each agency and or stakeholder, what their limitations are, what their concerns are, how we can best integrate our operations for a unified approach to emergency response, mitigation, and recovery. And so there's so much more to it that I can't really cover at this moment in time, but I'd love to provide everyone with an additional bit of information to consider that will give an expanded view of what Urban Shield, especially as the Red Area Command is involved in Urban Shield, what that represents.
All right, thank you. Let me hear from the police.
Thank you. I do want to point out that, you know, in the tremendous coordination that the Oakland Fire Department is doing is also kind of a training opportunity in and of itself. So being asked and given the opportunity to do that is quite an honor to coordinate that massive amount of resources that's going to come to Oakland to practice. And these are the firefighter, you know, first medical responders to help us out. And given everything we've faced in the city over the years, I think that's important. I do want to just comment briefly about the timing of if we were to postpone this vote. I do believe that it would cause significant issues in terms of purchasing equipment and things like that. I would have to research the timing of how far that would push that off, what type of additional information we would need to get. I don't have that answer right now, so I'm very reticent to say that moving it to a future date would be helpful with where we're at with this today in terms of the acceptance of this money. The police department does send a team that participates. Some years we're a little more active in the planning than we are this year. This year we'll be participants in it. And many of the exercises are geared towards pushing teams to their limits to kind of see what their capabilities are. And so we actually don't know, other than we'll spend a couple of days there, how much our involvement will be during that period, but we will assign some individuals to be there to participate in the overall operation from the police aspect.
It's a competition.
Let me get back to my colleagues. Is there a motion on the floor? Can I get a motion on the floor to approve the staff recommendation? And if there is that motion, what additions?
I'd like to offer the given that this is a fire department we're talking about here in this resolution, that to approve this resolution or pass it on to the full council approving it, within the resolve clause, which is the second to last paragraph on the resolution page, that we add the words where it says, right now where it says to host and participate, it would say to host the fire-related red area command and participate. So adding those words. It's the resolve clauses in the title that matter. The whereases are really not significant. But I'd be also interested, as part of our message to the administration, Councilmember McElhaney asked some very valid questions about why are we, if we already make a commitment, why are we getting this now?
But that's a separate discussion. Then we can come back to that in terms of administration.
Well, when the administration comes before the full council, they should answer that question.
Right, but I just want to get to the item that's at
hand. So I made that motion.
Okay, so it's been second. Call the vote, please. Call the vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
So it passes, and we'll put it on non-consent so the entire council can be engaged in the discussion, approval as well, or denial, or change.
Thank you.
When is that scheduled to be?
October 1st.
October, well, what is the next council?
October 1st.
Next week.
Non-consent items will start at 6:30 p.m.